One of the most scenic ranches on the Central Coast, a place with sweeping panoramic views of the Pacific Ocean, has now been protected from development forever. The 1,700-acre Hill Ranch is mostly pristine property with natural woodlands and a wide range of wildlife.
The property itself is really an iconic landscape in Slo County. It's right off of Highway 46 West. It has this turnout. The view from that turnout has been photographed something like a million times a year. It's this rolling, oak-studded, oak savanna hillside that descend down with the ocean, the Pacific Ocean in the background, and then more rock in the distance. This classic green oaks and golden savanna understory that just kind of ripples downhill.
Daniel Bullman is with the Land Conservancy of San Luis Obispo County, which engineered the $3.75 million deal to permanently preserve the ranch from development. Bullman says not only is the property home to a wide range of wildlife, it provides a key link to migration.
This particular area, it's known for wildlife connectivity. So it essentially joins the Los Padres National Forest, which you've got a lot of listeners in the Santa Barbara and Ventura County. You know, Los Padres South certainly goes all the way down through there. Imagine if you were a lion or a bear or some other migratory species that has a big range. The preservation of the Adelaide essentially makes it so that wildlife could move from that southern Los Padres area all the way up to Big Sur. You've got genetic exchange, you've got the ability to migrate back and forth.
The ranch has been owned by the same family, the Fitzhugh family, since the late 1800s. Now, the deal isn't for the sale of the property. It's something called an agricultural conservation easement. The easements are used to protect land from large-scale projects like housing developments. Here's how it works. A farmer or rancher might be tempted to cash out and sell a big chunk of land to a developer. Under a conservation easement, the property owner can get some of the cash value out of their land by signing an agreement which says it can never be developed.
When we buy the easement, then the easement, of course, gets recorded against the property. It runs with the land, not with the landowner. And it's forever. It's perpetual in nature. And so, in essence, what we've done here at the Hill Ranch is you will now always have forever that view we were just talking about off of Highway 46 will be forever unmarred by homes and vineyards and things like that.
The Conservancy's conservation director says they pieced together a combination of funding to make the deal happen.
The two primary sources are the Sustainable Ag Land Conservation Grant, and that's overseen by the Department of Conservation, so it's a state-level grant, and that's funded through cap and trade. The second is the State Coastal Conservancy. And then the last one is, in this particular instance, the landowner actually came in and did what we call bargain sale, wherein she left a portion of the value on the table.
The Hill Ranch conservation effort is in line with the mission of the nonprofit.
We conserve land, which is what we're talking about here, where we go out and we either acquire land in fee or we buy conservation easements to help protect the land into the future. We care for the land, so we actually have a pretty comprehensive stewardship and restoration wing here where we actually go out and do habitat restoration, stream bed restoration, things like that. And then we connect people with the land, making sure that people can get out, touch the land, feel land, see it, experience it, so that we're creating that next generation of stewards.
The Conservancy's conservation director, Daniel Bullman, says the Hill Ranch isn't open to the public, but people can experience it through special guided tours.
We offer docent-led hikes in most of our conservation easements. We try to maintain the ability to have docent-led hikes. Of course, landowners could say, no, we're not up for that, but in this case, we do have the right to do docent-led hikes, which is great, very exciting.
The Conservancy is hoping to get more of the land along the Highway 46 West Corridor protected in the next 5 years. They're hoping the new Hill Ranch deal is created a model and opened a door to preservation in the area. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.